Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
This is God. It's September 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring me. This first segment was originally released January 13th, 2003.
Nazarene, I have a few questions people may find of interest. I recently read a news story that St. Mother Teresa is most likely to be made a saint by the Catholic Church. What is the Kingdom of God's opinion on this?
The Kingdom of God's opinion on this, Alora, is that we wish this vile priesthood would stop doing this. They are making people gods. They are creating people for people to pray to, and that is wrong. You put no one before God. We tell them this over and over and over again, but this vile priesthood has taken your people's ways of creating sacred lords and honoring them and made it into something that they have put into the Christian church, and this is wrong. We do not do this. We honor those that have served God. We respect them and we tell their stories and show what they have done, but we do not pray to them. These priests have made demigods. They have made little gods so that they can spread out the people's devotion and keep the people's interest. And this is wrong. It is evil. It is not the way of God. You do not pray to saints. You pray to God. That is the only one you pray to. You do not ask God to empower these saints. You ask God to empower his servants, but not these saints. It is not the way of God.
That's what I call telling it like it is, Nazarene. I agree they shouldn't be doing this, but I didn't think making somebody a lord was anything like making someone a saint.
It's the closest thing to it, Alora, that we can find.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
God here. Poor Linda has a terrible cold or allergies or something and can barely speak. Demetrius can barely understand what she is saying. So I'm going to do this segment. I want to take this opportunity to thank Jay Thomas at Sirius Radio for the marvelous interview he did with Demetrius and Alora the other day. It brought in a great deal of energy to the Kingdom of God when it was very much needed. We have been very, very fortunate in this great struggle that every time we need power, individuals come along and start talking about John Lennon, talking about what we're doing with him, and get all kinds of people visiting our website and get more power flowing in. Without this, we would have been beaten long ago. I know that people do not like me mentioning the possibility that the Kingdom of God could be destroyed and all of mankind with it. But unless we can win this battle, unless we can stop those sodomizing God's children and bring this world back to sanity, bring mankind back to sanity, and bring them back to the male and female relationship that I created, mankind is doomed. And without these people that continuously bring us in power, we would fail. Would have lost the battle in Maine a little while ago if we had not had a tremendous influx of power just before that. So I thank these people that come to us and talk about us. I thank them very, very much.
We'll be back again.